We are here at the very close to the conclusion of World Food Prize. With me is Ambassador Ken Quinn. And what is your actual affiliation with World Food Prize? What's your title there?
I'm the president of the World Food Prize Foundation.
All right. Well, and this event, it's the first time I've been here since 2008, and I am impressed with how much it's grown. How do you feel about attendance this year and the presentations that have been made?
Well, we feel wonderful about both. And it has grown since 2008. We're again at about 1,400 or 1,500 people, and that doesn't count the 600 who came for our Hunger Summit. So all week we've got well over 2,000 people. They come from countries all around the world. You know, last year was about 70 countries. I'm still counting them this year, but it's going to be about the same. And we feel so good. Of course, it's a tremendous honor to have the Secretary General of the United Nations to come to our event. To be here, we have a princess from Dubai and our laureate from Israel, and then so many experts and passionate people of passion in bringing focus to the issues of global food security. And then we had 150 high school students and 150 high school teachers. We sort of throw them in the room with everybody and stir. So it's a great mixture, and I hope it's a combustible mixture and set the fire, you know, going that Dr. Borlaug would talk about, to be out there and struggling to eradicate hunger.
Well, we had a lot of security here. We had some security issues. Tell us a little bit about that. It seems like we didn't have any problems, but you certainly had to address the threat of them.
Yeah, well, you know, I was ambassador for 32 years. I'm protecting embassies around the world. You always want to be safe. You want to be sure when you have high-level dignitaries that you need to have security in place to do that. And there were, you know, it's right that people can protest and tell their view and have their side. That's what our country's all about, but not to the extent that people are disrupting and stepping in and perhaps, you know, making it feel unsafe for our visitors. So that's, you know, there's a line to set, and so protests can be heard, but not physical disruption.
Final question. This last day, quite a focus on animal protein, bringing animal protein into the conversation here about world hunger. How important do you think that's going to be down the road?
It's critically important, and that more and more people in the world are going to be wanting to eat meat and have animal protein and other sources of it. And so this nutrition is now front and center on the global stage of food security. It's not just do we have enough food, do we have nutritious food? The nexus of food and health coming together. You know, it was Hippocrates, remember the Hippocratic Oath, who said, let food be your medicine. And now, here we are all these centuries later, we're finally getting the idea again that what you eat is critical to your health.
All right. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Ambassador Quinn. Another great World Food Prize, and sure to grow in the years to come. Here at World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.